T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A big Wednesday planned for you on the Fan Morning Show. Matt Clement checks in for his weekly visit at 8 a.m. and 9:30 Wednesday. T.J. Watt joins us to talk about the Steelers getting ready for training camp in just a month. It all starts at 5:40 with the pre-show.
I'll just let everybody know there is a 0.0% chance the show will ever get Derek Watt. Based on some of the things that I said about that signing, I think that ship has sailed. We can get Zach Banner. We can't get Bud Dupree. I think Pro Football Focus has burned our Marquise Pouncey bridges. Who else do you think, Craig? Devin Bush likes us. We're in his good graces. Definitely Mueller and him are two peas in a pod.
I think Ryan Switzer would be tough for me to put in a request for.
I would agree with that. Man. I think Mueller has ruined the relationship potential with Tom Bradley, who I like a lot.
And anybody probably associated with him.
Yep. We're brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. Steelers insider from The Athletic, Mark Caboli, is our guest. 3 vacation spots where you are bound to run into somebody from Pittsburgh. Outer Banks, Ocean City, Myrtle Beach.
No. You know what? I just came back from the Outer Banks, and I might have saw 7 people there the entire week, just the way I like it. So depends on where you stay. Ocean City, yeah. I always thought that was a big Pittsburgh hotspot back in my younger youth, going to Ocean City. I never really saw the thrill of that.
Okay.
Outer Banks is more, I guess, older people like myself now.
And Myrtle Beach is just little Pittsburgh, too. I've run into all kinds of – there are a bunch of Steelers bars there, but I guess that goes for a lot of major cities. How are you, Mark? You okay? I haven't talked to you in a while. Everything good?
I'm good. I'm just wondering if you could get Roethlisberger on. I guess you could get him if Mueller's out, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about the guys you could put requests in for.
Yep. I think I'd have a shot there if it was just me. But Chris would definitely negate my relationship with him. And then
negative
some.
Nancy.
Thank you, Ben. I don't think Mason Rudolph is coming on anytime soon either, Craig. I think that one's been napalmed. Mark, you love talking to offensive linemen. Would you agree with that, that's one of your favorite things to do is talk to the big uglies?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I don't know about now because some of the good ones are gone. Marcus Gilbert's gone and Ramon gone, 2 very interesting guys to talk to. So in that regard, I'm a little bit disappointed. But for the most part, yeah, those guys are great.
I am interested then to hear from you on the reconfiguration of the offensive line for the start of camp per Tomlin. What was your reaction to that news?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan, to be honest with you, to be able to actually say you got two positions to fill there when you're moving Filer over. Filer played, what, 1 game last year there against the Rams. There's an obvious reason why, because of Aaron Donald. But the more you think about it, I understand the reasoning behind it. And it's probably not because of, you know, how they play. It might be how they project down the road here a little bit. You have to understand their tackles are you have to be able to find a tackle for next year when Villanueva's up, probably not going to get signed. I wouldn't think he would get signed. So is it Chooks, who has 2 years left on his deal, including this one? Is it Banner? You have to make a decision on one of those two who could potentially replace Villanueva when he left. I have a feeling that had a big thing to do with them making that choice to be able to, because all of a sudden, you know, if you flip it the other way, Fowler's a tackle, then all of a sudden, you know, you're looking for another tackle down the road here.
Mark, so what's Filer's natural position? Awesome. Is it guard or tackle?
I think it's guard. Okay. I mean, but he hasn't played there in 2 or 3 years, I believe, or 2 years now, I believe. Mm-hmm. It's tough because, you know, he was a guy that came up through the ranks through the practice squad. So he played all positions. He even played a little bit of center. So he never really, you know, got into a position and felt comfortable with, but the power, the size, I mean, the measurables on him says he's more of a power guard type of guy.
Okay.
Who can push people around rather than a guy, you know, who can play out on the edge, who's a little bit smaller.
You know, I thought about this too, when we're talking to Mark Caboli. When Wisniewski talked to the media for the first time, he sounded like somebody that was sold the idea that he was going to start at left guard. That was the impression I got from him, because it was very directly asked to him about, are you going to take Finney's job and just be the swing guy and the backup that plays multiple positions, or, you know, are you going to be someone that fills Foster's shoes? And I got the impression from him, Mark, that he thought he was coming here to potentially start, to probably start.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me as well. I mean, he's a guy that's been around a while. And I know Tomlin prefaced the whole move of Fowler over there where, you know, these guys haven't been in the building and not quite sure what they know. You know, Wisniewski's been around 10 years. I'm sure he could pick up the position of the Steelers guard and what they like to do quite quickly. I think it has a lot to do with options as well. Even though Fowler's plan A, what happens if Banner and Chooks? I mean, Chooks have shown absolutely nothing in 2 years. Absolutely nothing.
Really?
And
fields too, Mark? Like, he's not blowing the coaches away there, huh?
No, absolutely not. Nothing. I mean, the best part of him was when he came in as a rookie, that first training camp, not even the training camp, the OTAs, he looked like he was ahead of the schedule, but he just never progressed from there. As for Banner, I mean, he could be one of the better tackles in the league, but he hasn't proved it yet. I mean, just because he played that jumbo tackle, mm-hmm. 235 snaps or whatever he did last year, you know how many starting snaps he had? None.
Yeah.
So there's still a possibility if things don't work out with those two, they can flip it over and, you know, pretty seamless transition. But if you only have two preseason games and very limited training camp, can you make that decision? You know,
yep.
You might have to wait.
Mark, who do you think has more left tackle potential, Banner or Chooks?
Left tackle?
Yeah.
Probably. Usually left tackle is more the taller, lengthier type of guys. So I would say Banner. Banner says he can play all positions, but of course all offensive linemen say they can, or tackles say they can play left or right. But just physically, I think Banner would be a, you know, he's a guy that went to, not many people know it, when he went to USC, he went part football scholarship, part basketball scholarship. He was on the USA basketball team for a year until he had some hip problems. Mm. Then he switched over. That's how athletic he is. You see him moving kind of quickly. That's what you want with some of the speed rushers. So if I had to pick one, and plus you would more want the brawler type of guy on the right side. So I think they both probably can play it, but I think they set up better with Banner at left tackle.
Mark, if you ask Mike Tomlin, what do you think he'd rather have? More training camp practices and fewer preseason games, or more preseason games and fewer training camp practices?
We'd probably want both, but if you had to choose one, I would imagine at this point right now, it would be practices.
Yep.
I mean, if you're going to say it was a normal season, maybe he wants more preseason games, that. But this particular year, I think he would like to see more practices. That's basically what they're going to get if they do only go to a couple preseason games. And like I've said before, I mean, they talk about how they need these preseason games, but internally, I'm not quite sure they believe that they need these four or five preseason games. I think they're pretty much unanimous, you know, across the league that two would be suffice and they can move on. So I think that's, you know, one of the benefits of maybe getting a late start is maybe this will be something for the future where there is only two preseason games, because you don't need those other ones. Yeah. I mean, honestly, you don't.
Mark, how would you describe your high school football playing style? Was it brawler? Was it that kind of anything goes mentality? What was your what did the Mark Caboli scouting report look like?
Well, you have to understand, I suffered a career-ending knee injury in 10th grade, so much for that.
Well, tell me about the play. Tell me about what happened there. Was it just a fluke play? Friendly fire sort of deal?
Yeah, you know, I was engaged with somebody and my left knee gave out and that was all she wrote. I had a couple of surgeries later, and let me tell you something, to this day I get about a cortisone shot in my knee every 4 to 5 months. So that's fun. Well, it's not bad, you know, just close your
but
eyes.
How about before that though, were you a pulling guard? Were you somebody that Vince Lombardi would have loved to have on his Green Bay Packers roster, Mark?
Absolutely not. You know, when I played in my younger days of 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, I would basically be the size I was now, so people would just run away from me and I couldn't catch them to block them. So.
How about, didn't you cover Anthony Jablonski? Didn't you cover his high school football career, Zeiss's buddy?
Unfortunately, I did, but I didn't know I did until after the fact.
Oh, okay.
But I asked him a couple stories about what the locker room and the shower room looks like. He'll have some stories to tell you off the air.
Where? At what school?
Thomas Jefferson.
Jablonski was probably setting the line for those TJ games. He probably had them. He was probably a bookkeeper, a bookmaker in the locker room. Yeah, probably laying four touchdown spreads at TJ.
I don't even know what year he was there, to be honest with you.
All right, Mark. Well,
I'm sure he wasn't very good because I don't remember him. So.
Fair enough. All right, Mark. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you guys.
There you go. Mark Caboli. Am I missing anywhere on the Pittsburgh vacation destination hot list? Outer Banks, Ocean City, Myrtle Beach.
Hilton Head's another one that I think pops up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Ahead of those three?
No, maybe not ahead of those three, but part of a list of big-time Pittsburgh destinations.
Yeah. I was in a sauna at a spa in Myrtle Beach. And I wasn't saying anything, and I was just minding my own business, and a guy walked in and recognized me.
Nude or...
Well, that part was covered up, yeah.
For both of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't do the pomp.
I didn't know if that guy did.
Guy walks in, he's completely naked, and he's like, "Oh, Pony, what's up, man?"
Hey, I recognize you.
Yeah. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.